Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Good afternoon and welcome to this special edition of the program, Let's Talk Business with the BCCI. I am your host, Crystal J. Paul. Now, in this particular program, we are celebrating a remarkable milestone in Barbados' business history, the 200th anniversary of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Founded in 1825, the Chamber has stood at the center of national development for two centuries, advocating for the private sector, supporting entrepreneurship, and helping to shape Barbados' economic landscape. From June 2025 to May 2026, the BCCI will officially celebrate this year-long observance and will not only honor the Chamber's own legacy, but also shine a spotlight on the tremendous contribution of the wider business community it represents. Businesses that have helped shape Barbados through its pre-independence era, its post-independence growth, and more recently, its transition to a republic. As part of the celebration, a series of events, initiatives, and partnerships will be rolled out to engage stakeholders, the public, and future generations of entrepreneurs. In this episode of Let's Talk Business with the BCCI, we will be discussing some of these exciting initiatives, sharing insights from those leading the charge, and exploring how this 200-year milestone is being used as a platform to build an even stronger business future for Barbados. We will break down this week's program into core segments, and you can listen to our esteemed guests for today. It's a Paul affair, I would say. It's a triple Paul thing going on. I am your host, Krista J. Paul, and we have Paul Innes, who's the president of the BCCI. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Crystal. It's good to be here.
Yes, and we have Paul Ashby, chair of the BCCI, the 200th anniversary committee.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Yes, welcome, gentlemen. Now, we want to look this afternoon at the significance of the anniversary milestone for the Chamber, the promotion, of course, of the activities and the impact of the Chamber over the 200 years. I mean, as I say, 200 years is not 200 days. So there was vision involved in this, and we'd love to draw some of that out in this edition. Now, we want to reflect on the legacy, Paul Ashby. Why the 200th anniversary? Why is it significant for Barbados? Could you share the vision behind the year-long celebration and how the committee plans to honor the Chamber's legacy?
Yeah, thank you very much. So obviously, 200 years is a significant milestone. You just said it yourself. And actually, the priest in our anniversary service on Sunday at St. Mary said, 200 years is not 200 days. So you echoed his sentiments. Now, we believe this is an important milestone. The Chamber has passed through a lot of significant changes over the years. We've moved from representing an agro-based economy to post-independence, a service-based economy led by tourism. In more recent times, we have become stronger advocates for policy across the country. And even in more recent times than that, so that was 80s, 90s, but in the 2000s, the Chamber has been active in responding to crises and leading the charge in looking for opportunities and challenges that our business and our membership may face. For example, in the space of cyber, we've led the charge on trade missions and so on. So the Chamber has been an active entity in the environment of Barbados. And so for this year, we said, look, we can't just have an anniversary that celebrates a week. So our celebration will start actually on Sunday in a church service, and it will span right into next year, May 2026. This year, we will have a gala and award ceremony in September 20th. An important feature of that gala is a celebration of businesses. And we have out in the space now that person we're inviting the public to participate in is an awards activity. There are going to be a number of awards representing business. So a sustainability award, there's going to be the best business award for small, medium, and large businesses. We have a foreign exchange award. So those companies that have been good earners to foreign exchange. Then we have an employee engagement award, of course. Our members who employ a vast number of Barbadians. So who engages their employees the best? And of course, Service Excellence Award, and then a Youth Entrepreneurship Award. And the public of Barbados is actually asked and encouraged to nominate your companies that you believe will be best represent these awards. So that's one way for sure how we're going to engage the public in participating in this activity. So that's the early part of this. We'll have our mingles where we have close opportunities to engage the wider public and our membership. And going into next year, we'll have a public lecture. We also will have some, in terms of educating the public about the chamber, we'll have some radio segments in this program and also on our social media describing the activities of the chamber over the years. So it is going to be a year filled with activity and engagement of our publics. We are going to be going into the schools as well. We've identified a number of schools that we will go into, schools that have association with the chamber over the years. And so I think the public is going to be treated to a wonderful year of celebration of our chamber.
Wow, quite a packed itinerary. Now, if anyone wants any more information, I'll just plug that in now early in the program because you did talk about nominating companies. I'm not sure if that is now or in the future, but if they want further information on what you're saying, where can they go?
So that's now. So we actually want those nominations
Okay,
in from now.
good.
The nominations will close, I think around end of July, because the awards will be given at our ceremony on September 20th. You can go to the Barbados Chamber of Commerce is website. You can go to our social media spaces as well, and you will see information on the awards. And you can also call us at the chamber as well to get information. But definitely on our website, and you will see that information there.
Oh, wonderful. Well, 200 years is really an extraordinary milestone. What do you believe has allowed the BCCI to remain relevant and influential for two centuries?
So I think the chamber has always been able to stay close to its membership. It has always tried to be relevant to the times. So you would have pre-independence, as I mentioned, you had the agro economy, but post-independence, I think the chamber started to evolve itself into engaging in trade exchanges, engaging in advocacy, engaging in policy recommendation, so that it could assist with the growth of its members and equally the growth of the economy of Barbados. I think the key to its continued relevance is the relationship that is maintained with its membership.
Relationship. I definitely appreciate that word. And that is important. That's a core factor in business today. Now, even as you look at some of the pivotal moments in the chamber's history over the 200-year period, what were some of those pivotal moments and how did they help shape the direction of business in Barbados?
Yeah, so I think I just alluded a bit to it. So I think pre-independence, it was a different political situation, different governance. And so the chamber would have played a role in assisting with trade with the colonial persons in charge. And then post-independence, the chamber would have helped members to grow their businesses. And then in the 2000s, the chamber would have become more of an advocate, more of a policy generator. Also, you would note, let's say, in when we had the pandemic, chamber was active in mobilizing its members to respond to the crisis. It also was significant in leading on issues of sustainability, leading in the next innovations for Barbados. So some of the pivotal moments really allow the chamber to continue to help its members to adapt and be flexible for what was before it.
Excellent. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you. Now, even as it relates to advocating for private sector interests, how has the chamber balanced advocating for private sector interests with contributing to national development, particularly during times of economic or political transition?
So it's important to state that the chamber is a nonpartisan entity, and so it would always, as a matter of fact, its first rule is to promote measures calculated to benefit and protect trading interests of its members and the general trade of Barbados. So it has a twin objective, and those two things are definitely not divergent. Its members' interests and national interests. We believe that what is good for our members will also redound to the benefit of the country. And our advocacy over the years related to increasing opportunities for trade for our members, for the ease of doing business in the country, improvement of the capacity of our members to deliver the latest in technology, and also the opportunity for our members to have the best trained staff and professionals. So from time to time, while we may have different views on how we go about accomplishing goals, the twin objective of the Commerce has always been to maintain the development of its members and the development of the national interests at the same time. And that's allowed the chamber to always be one in step with the ruling government of the time, and also to ensure that its members stay abreast of what is going on internationally and regionally as well.
Yes. And finally, before we head to Mr. Innes, as chair of the 200th Anniversary Committee, how do you see this celebration helping Barbadians, especially the younger generation, as they reconnect with the value and impact of the business community?
Well, I did state earlier that one of the activities we will be is going into the schools, and we will have robust social media on the history of the chamber going on our platforms, also using programs like this to educate our publics. I want to say there isn't really a disconnect with our youth, because many of our members employ a vast number of young people and offer internships to young people as well. But one thing that we can do better on is educate persons on the role of the chamber. You know, the chamber is involved in many activities that persons may not know about. So in this 200th year anniversary, there will be opportunities for us to showcase the chamber to the wider public and to the youth. You'll see that we have the Youth Entrepreneurship Award is one of the areas that we want people to focus on. Last year, we started something with young men, because we noticed that there is an opportunity for, I mean, the chamber has a lot of men in it as well as women, but we felt that there's an opportunity to engage young teenage boys, to let them know, yeah, we have been there too. And while things may seem like it's difficult, we've been through that path, and it's not going to be an easy road, but it's possible. And so we had a really lovely session with some young teenagers from the secondary schools across Barbados, and that's a project that we'll do again this year, where we engaged the young men to say, yeah, it is possible that you can get to where we are today. And while you may think it was an easy road for us, it's not necessarily an easy road, but it needs stick-to-itiveness, stickability, consistency, determination. And so we look forward to that program again. And so we think that this year will present a great opportunity for us to engage many of the publics in Barbados, including the young people, for sure.
Excellent, excellent. And we have had a program or two where this need for engaging our young men would have been addressed right here in Let's Talk Business. So it's good that you're sticking to your mandate. Congratulations on this. Now, Paul Innes, sir, you are the new president of the BCCI, and I'm sure you've accepted the challenge of stepping in this critical milestone year. As the new president, what are your immediate priorities as you lead the chamber into its 200th year? Congratulations, by the way, on your new role.
Thank you, Crystal Jay. So you would have heard from Paul Ashby how the chamber basically stood as a pillar of our national development over time, evolving with the times, and how we participated and contributed to the shaping of policy and championing the cause of the private sector, business sector through periods of transformation, uncertainty, and also opportunity. I think as we mark 200 years, it is definitely a time to reflect, but also there's an opportunity for us to look forward in a proactive way, given that the world of business is changing at an unprecedented pace. And for us, the chamber must not only adapt, but I think we must lead. So the first priority for us at the chamber will be to determine what our strategic action plan for the next 3 years should be. And this is important because we need a forward-thinking blueprint designed to elevate our relevance, amplify our collective voice, and deepen our national impact and contribution. So we expect it to be more than a document. It will be a call to action for all members, and it will be a strategic mandate to reposition the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry as a dynamic catalyst for business innovation, inclusive growth, and meaningful collaboration.
Wonderful.
It is a fantastic opportunity to re-engage and energize the membership of the chamber. And as I said earlier, if the chamber is to be the catalyst for business innovation, growth, and collaboration, as we seek to innovate and do all the wonderful things that would help our members grow, expand, and add value to these communities in which we operate, I think enhancing member engagement is key in terms of providing an opportunity for members to be heard, respected, and empowered, right? So I think that is critical because the chamber exists for the benefit of its members. So I think the engagement of members through town halls and quarterly engagements will be a prerequisite for how we can re-energize our members. I think strengthening of stakeholder relationships in terms of how we build bridges across sectors. So there are various sectors we represent, and we need to continue to build bridges across the various sectors that we represent to foster trust, unlock synergy, and drive shared progress. I think if we can add those things, deliver those things to our members, it will re-energize our members. And I think we can also reinforce the chamber's role as the preeminent voice of business in Barbados. We know and understand that, but we want to continue to build on that so that we can influence in a way that resonates with our members and maybe influence regional and global issues as well.
Okay, thank you so much for this. Now, some of the key anniversary activities would have been laid out at the beginning of the program. Is there any that you can share with us that or re-emphasize that are already underway and how they are helping to promote collaboration, innovation, and resilience among BCCI members?
So, I mean, there's one that's pretty dear to my heart that we are working through. And Paul Ashby, we have spoken about engaging with the youth. I think from a broader perspective, if we can find a way to start to include and integrate, I nearly said young professional minds, but let's even go to those in college, secondary school, university. If we can find a way to start integrating our young people into chamber activities, whether it is through some of our business forums, whether it's through our internship programs, a lot of our members provide internship opportunities on an annual basis, but we can probably expand and develop that. And if we can provide our young people with the opportunity to participate and learn from our experiences, grasp knowledge and insight into what business sectors do in Barbados, I think that would actually redound to the benefit of the entire country and probably spur the next generation of productivity, innovation, collaboration that we are working to achieve in the chamber. Because they are the future, and the next 5, 10 years we should look back and see that we would have invested in our young people in a way, in a different way, that actually helped not only them to grow, but the country to grow and develop and continue to do so in years to come. So I think if we can do that, if that is one, if we can do that, implement that well on a sustained basis, it shouldn't just be a one-off. It should be a program of works that is continuous, so that we can add value in that way. And I think Barbados will be in a better place from a commons and industry perspective in the future.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, since we've spoken about the past and the present, let's look towards the future in the final few moments of this edition. And this is for either of you gentlemen. We often speak about resilience in today's economy. What role will the BCCI play in helping businesses future-proof themselves against economic, technological, or global shifts? Any of you gentlemen? Maybe Paul Ashby first?
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it first. Okay. I think we live in very interesting and I want to say uncertain times. I don't think it will be. But I think what we have to prepare ourselves for is to be adaptable, to be flexible, to be able to be nimble, think on our feet. So the skill sets that we need to convey to students, young students, our primary schools, isn't so much of the technical aspects. You are not going to need to provide facts in the future. You need to provide people who are emotionally capable to handle change, people who can respond to circumstances and crises at the drop of a hat. And in the Caribbean context, we've actually been built for it because we have to be resistant to hurricanes. And the world has become so much a smaller place that anything that happens impacts us a lot more quickly than it has ever had before. True. So I think we have to sort of review what are those skill sets that we need to build up. And they're not the traditional ones for sure anymore.
Paul Innes?
So I think the chamber has a role to play in terms of understanding the needs of our membership and then maybe helping in coordinating and facilitating the necessary forums, information, research that will, I would say, equip our membership with the ability to be resilient. And basically, how do, the real question for me would be, how many of our members are, how are they equipped with the capacity to withstand or recover from difficult periods, right? And we need to figure that out sector by sector and find ways to actually help each of our members understand how they can, one, so they will get the knowledge and then maybe also help with some of the coordinating in finding solutions that will put them in a place or allow them to have the ability to actually journey through tough periods. And I would say bounce back with a high degree of certainty and continuity.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Well, gentlemen, this has been quite informative. And I'm sure that even those listening, even if they're not members of the BCCI, they're looking forward to what will be happening in the future. Now, our time is just about out, but I'm going to give each of you probably 60 seconds each to tell us what message you would like to leave with the business community and the public as the Chamber steps boldly into its third century of service.
Crystal, I love that setup. I'm going to leave the big finale for Paul. I have a more specific agenda item here that I want to leave to the public.
Go ahead.
So the nominations deadline for our awards nominations is June 19th, 2025. So I want to encourage every person out there to go and nominate that business that you think represents one of these categories. And that's a sustainability award, someone business that's sustainable, the best business award. And you could do that in small, medium, or large. A foreign exchange impact award, somebody who who exports and makes money from exporting and builds up our economy. The Employee Engagement Award, and if your company is a company that treats you well, nominate them. Service Excellence Award, if you know a company that is top of the line in service, you must nominate them. And of course, that Young Individual Youth Entrepreneurship Award, let's recognize them. Your nomination submission and deadline date is June 19, 2025. See us on our social media platforms. Look at our website, bcca@barbadoschamber.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul Innes. Final word.
So, yes, I would want to encourage all of our current and future members to not only support the anniversary celebrations, but also to renew their commitment to contribute to the shaping of the future of the chamber. That is going to be critical. We will need to hear your voice, but we will like them to help us understand how we can shape the future of the chamber, the business sector, the society, and the economic development of Barbados. And that is my call to the current and future members of the chamber. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for being a part of this edition celebrating 200 years for the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, celebrating 200 years of the BCCI, honoring our legacy, shaping our future. And if you missed any of the discussion, you can check out the podcast on starcomnetwork.net. I am Krista J. Paul. With us, we had Mr. Paul Innes, President of the BCCI. Thank you, sir.
You're most welcome, Crystal J. And it was great being here. Thanks.
Yes, and Paul Ashby, Chair of the BCCI 200th Anniversary Committee.
Thanks. It was a pleasure being part of this Paul connection. Enjoyed
Yes, this Paul connection.
Paul squared.
Paul cubed.
Paul Cube. She's Crystal J. Paul.
Yes.
Paul Cube. Paul
Yes,
Cube.
yes, yes. And I'm your host, Krista J. Paul. It's been a pleasure. God bless, and do enjoy the rest of your afternoon. That's it for today's edition of Let's Talk Business with the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.